This is Voices of Better Medicine, supported by Northwestern Medicine. I'm Beyonce Fox, and today I am joined by Dr. Mia, general neurologist specializing in headaches at Northwestern Medicine. Hello, Dr. Mia. Good to have you on the show today.
Thank you so much. It's great to be here.
Yes, and I'm excited to hear what you have to say about headaches, because a headache is something that most of us, especially adults, have experienced in our life at one time or another. So this is something that we can all relate to. So we know headaches are extremely common, but what happens to your brain when you have a headache?
So there are some varying theories on this, but so some of the older theories about migraines and headaches did suggest that the symptoms were because of kind of changes in blood flow in the brain. But now it's been extensively studied and realized that it's, you know, the blood flow can definitely contribute to it, but certain chemical compounds and hormones like serotonin and estrogen, I'm sure a lot of people have heard of those, they play a huge role in the pain sensitivity that migraineurs experience.
What are the different types of headaches and how are they different? I know I've just had a headache. Maybe, I don't know, I had too much sugar, or maybe I just did a workout or something and my body's saying, okay, you probably did too much. So I may get a headache, or some days I wake up with a headache and it's okay. You know, you pop a couple Tylenol and I'm good. But then there are people who have to take off work because they have migraine and they feel like they're going to vomit and they are just so sick. And that's, of course, more extreme than a typical headache. So can you talk about the different types and how they are different?
So migraine is one of the most common ones that you hear about. There's two different sort of subcategories within that. Some people experience an aura, which can be some sort of visual changes. Mm-hmm. But with a migraine, you have to satisfy at least two of the four like main criteria for diagnosis. So that can include being on one side of the head, a pulsating sort of quality, a moderate to severe intensity of pain, and also being aggravated or caused by some sort of routine physical activity. And then during the headache, you need to have either some nausea or vomiting or lighter sound sensitivity. Those are some of the diagnostic criteria for migraines. So then separately, we have tension type headaches. Mm-hmm. And these we distinguish because they're typically on both sides of the head. Classically, you'll hear it described as like a headband or like a vice-like sensation. The pain quality can be different. It's more of a pressing or sort of tightening feeling.
Yeah.
With tension headaches, the pain isn't necessarily going to worsen with routine physical activity. It's really not usually associated with nausea, but you can see some lighter sound sensitivity.
Okay, this is Voices of Better Medicine, supported by Northwestern Medicine. I'm Beyonce Fox, and I am joined by Dr. Mia, general neurologist specializing in headaches at Northwestern Medicine, something that we can all relate to. I'm quite sure anyone listening right now has had a headache at one point or another. So Dr. Mia, let's dive into chronic headaches. What could cause chronic headaches, and when is it time to go to the doctor?
Chronic headaches essentially means that the headaches are occurring for more than 15 days per month. Some of these risk factors are modifiable and others are non-modifiable. A non-modifiable risk factor would be, you know, being a female, your genetic makeup, any history of head or neck injury, certain stressful life events, and any comorbid pain disorders. These can contribute to transforming episodic migraine, or, you know, lower frequency, to more chronic. And then we have modifiable risk factors, and this can be high caffeine consumption. You know, we can definitely alter that.
Yeah, know about that one.
Yeah. Depression, high frequency use or overuse of any abortive headache medications, and some sleep disorders. These are things that we can work on. You know, I really think that when the headaches are getting in the way of your life, you know, causing you to miss work or other important life events or your mm-hmm. kids' events, it's really causing disability. Then I think it's a really good idea to bring this up with your physician so you can get on some good treatment plan.
This is Voices of Better Medicine, supported by Northwestern Medicine. I'm Beyonce Fox, joined by Dr. Mia, general neurologist specializing in headaches at Northwestern Medicine. Thank you for this great information about headaches. I learned quite a bit today, and I'm sure our listening audience has learned a lot as well. Thank you, Dr. Mia.
You're welcome.